If I had 10,000 tongues, I praise him with every one. If I had 10,000 hands, I clap them. Come on and say amen, because he's been good to me. I know I had some issues. I know that I lost some things. I know that I was messed up. I know that I was excommunicated from the crew, but that's all right. I still know how to come back and tell the Lord thank you, that he helped me to make it through my troubles, that he helped me to make it through my stains and train. I wish I had somebody in here. We got some struggles and some strains in life, but thanks be to God that my struggles and my strains won't be able to stop me from praising him. Do I have anybody here that said, even though I ain't got it all yet, I'm still gonna tell the Lord thank you? Even though it's not going my way all the time, I'm still gonna lift up my hoarse voice and tell the Lord. You know what amazed
me? We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Wells Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessing. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
By faith, he, speaking of Moses, forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. I just want to speak for a little while. Seeing something better up ahead. Seeing something better up ahead. I want to encourage our young people. I want to encourage the believers that we must look by faith beyond what we see, beyond where we are, beyond our difficulties, beyond our problems, beyond our present circumstances, into a future that is bright, that is better, and that is ours. It's important to recognize that the issue of faith is important to God, and it's important to every believer. Verse 6 of this 11th chapter says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's important, my brothers and sisters, for us to have the kind of faith that moves God, the kind of faith that is rooted in his word, in his will, and in his way, the kind of faith that makes God pay attention to our, not only our words, but our works, the kind of faith that says this is the kind of faith that is demonstrated in a believer's life, one that emulates the Son of God, one that is rested upon and rooted in a solid foundation, which is God's word. And so here Moses is at the point where he's forsaking Egypt. Well, let's back up just a little bit before this. Verse 23 says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Listen at this. Because they saw he was a proper child. Somebody didn't hear that. You see, parents have got to see in their children that this ain't just no average Joe, John, Sue, or Bobby. This child is special. This child is anointed. There is something different about this child. And because I know this child is special, you handle this child in such a way that you instill in that child the greatness that is in them that God is expecting to bring out of them. And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Look at verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You see, when you come into your own, when you grow up, when you realize who you are and whose you are, you don't answer to anything and you don't answer to anybody. When you know you are a child of the Most High King, not only do you respect that reality, but you live in such a way that others got to respect it also. 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. With the people of God. Than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for one season. It says for a season, but for one season. How much do we give up for a season? Some young people make decisions and choices that end their lives for a pleasurable, sin-filled season. Some of us have made mistakes during the time of sin that we're still paying for many years later. Some of us have tried to live life that was pleasing to the flesh more than walking in the faith to please God. And as a result, our lives have become bankrupt. Many of us have done things today that we regret because in that season of sin, we did not think about life after that. And I want to caution my young people, be careful about the life you lead right now, because there is more life after now. And the beginning of real life comes when you know who you are and whose you are. And you've got to be careful not to let the devil detour you off your road to destiny detour you off the path that God has purposed for your life. You've got to recognize that the right people will help you to reach your destiny, and the wrong people will lead you away from it. Amen. 26 says, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect for the recompense of the reward. In other words, he knew that giving up this life, kind of life, giving up this worldly life, God would reward him for a godly life. The sacrifices he made, he had respect unto the reality that whatever you give up for God that's not right in your life, God will bless your life and multiply your life and the things that are worth having in your life because you made the choice to follow Jesus and not the world. And so Moses, verse 27 says, by faith. Somebody say, by faith. He didn't do this by feelings. He didn't do this by friends. He didn't do this by foes. He did this by faith. He forsook Egypt. Here Moses was, you got to recognize now. He's born a Hebrew, but Pharaoh's daughter, bathing one day, sees him. She takes him, sees he is also a proper child, and she raises him or rears him in the palace as her own son. Time goes on, years pass by, he's reared up, and when he comes to know himself and know his God, here he is in the palace with anything and everything he wanted. How many folk would give up God to be in Moses' position? How many would give up the godly life to be in big ballers' positions, shot callers' position, fame and fortune, to be in Beyonce's position, to be in, you know, all of the young folk who are somewhere doing something in the world? How many of them would give up church? You ask many of them who started out singing for the Lord, who's now singing for the devil, where they started at. And it was in the church house. But the world made them an offer for the moment that they couldn't refuse. God gave them that voice for him. I'll say that again. God gave them that voice for him. He gave that for himself. He didn't give you that voice for you to go into the world and sing to the glory of the world. He gave you the voice. He gave you the gift. He gave you the talent. Yeah, to be able to function in the world, but to give glory and honor to him for the gift he's given you. And some of them you can't even catch in church. Decked down, dripping in diamonds and platinum and all of that, chains hanging and, you know, I mean, swagging, coming. They act like they're supposed to get celebrity status if they go to church. God isn't impressed. Let God take his gift back. And where would they be? See, because the world loves you as long as you're a winner. The world loves you just as long as the world can get from you the good that God has given to you. But what happens when those things leave you? You will discover that the same world that lifted you up is the same world that will rope you by the neck and pull you down when they've got enough of you. By faith, he forsook Egypt, and that meant all of the glorious and glamorous things that Egypt had to offer, the position, the power, the place. He forsook it all and did not fear the wrath of the king. He didn't care what Pharaoh thought. He knew how Pharaoh thought he was and who Pharaoh thought he was. But listen at this. He knew better who God was. He knew that all that Pharaoh possessed couldn't compare with the power of God. And see, when you come to that reality that no matter what others have, what power the world possesses, that it can't compete with the power of your God, then you won't fear the king's wrath. I don't care who the king is here on planet Earth, because the Bible says, listen at this, what shall we then say to these things, Romans 8:31, if God be for you, he's still looking. Who can be against you? Because God has a record that's impeccable for fighting off the enemies, for destroying the naysayers, for turning the haters on themselves. God has a way of preparing and showing you he's got this thing fixed. And so listen at what this word says as I'm nearly through. For he endured. That meant he went through. He dealt with. He didn't run. He handled every situation that came his way. He showed them that greater is he that was in him than he that was in the world. He showed Pharaoh and the people of Egypt that God was greater than all of them combined. And he dealt with every situation, every circumstance, knowing that I see something better up ahead. I'm not saying this is not good. I'm not saying others would not like to be in my shoes. I'm not saying these things are not worthy. But I am saying God has something better than this for me. And that's what you've got to see with your spiritual eyes, not with your natural eyes. You've got to see beyond, as Dr. Clay used to say, beyond the break. You've got to see beyond your problems. You've got to see beyond your valley and see God preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He endured. Tell somebody you can make it. Tell somebody you can take it. Tell somebody you can go through. Don't stop here, because the best is ahead of you and it's not behind you, and you're not going to get it in this place right here. God shows visionaries things beyond the present reality of their scope, of their reach, of their current abilities. He shows them what they can be, what they can have, and what they can do while they are in the place that they're in, to motivate them, to strengthen them, to encourage them, and to empower them to move from this place, which sometimes requires you forsaking, giving up, cutting off. That's right, letting go, moving away from the things that are presently hindering you. They may not be hindering you where you are, but they're hindering you from going where God wants you to be. And you've got to see that, because they'll never see that for you. They'll never want that for you. You've got to see that for yourself. And then God will give you everything necessary to be able to accomplish it. Look again at what he says. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now, if you'll go back with me for a moment, you remember Moses wanted to see God's face. God told Moses, no man has ever seen my face and lived. That's impossible, Moses. But if you stay right, if you maintain the faith, if you do what I tell you, I'll show you my back. Y'all not hearing me here. That's right. As I pass by, I'll let you see me pass. Because that's all you can handle. You can't handle my glory. My glory is too bright. It's too brilliant. You couldn't see it and live. But the best I can do is let you see my shadow. Y'all, I'm going to go quick because y'all don't want to have no church. And so he saw him, God, who is in visible. And Moses says to himself, if I can see God, I can see anything else that I want to see. And that's one of the reasons why, even though when God called him to take the children of Israel out of the promised land, out of Egypt and into the promised land, when God told Moses, speak to the rock, because he wanted people to see the power in the spoken word. Moses got to listening to the folk mumble and grumble. I got to tell you right here, this is a good point to say, like Coach O say, block out the noise. Don't let folk cause you to miss your blessings. Moses got so upset behind the people grumbling that he took his rod and struck the rock, and the water came gushing out. But guess what the people thought? Now, first of all, don't miss this. Water don't flow out of rocks. This was a boulder. There wasn't no rock there. They were in the desert. God wanted to show them two miracles in one. One, that water was going to come out a rock in a desert place. But second, he wanted Moses to say, water, come out of the rock in the name of the Lord God Jehovah. And the water would have gushed on out of there. But they saw him strike the rock. And they forgot all about the fact that water was coming out of a rock. They were just too grateful for the water. And God missed an opportunity because the man of God didn't trust him. He let grumbling, mumbling folk get in his ear and in his head. You have got to block out the noise when God has you on an assignment. You've got to keep your mind focused on him, on what he has said, what he's called you to do. You've got to realize you do what God tells you to do, and God will handle every enemy, every naysayer, every person who's trying to keep you. For the Bible says, Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, listen, according to his purpose. So my question to you is, do you see something better up ahead that will cause you to forsake the lifestyle that you're now living for a better one? If not, I pray this day that you get closer to the Lord, and he will reveal to you the best that he has for your life. God bless you today.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
By Jesus called a man a fool. I want to share with you a dramatic little story from the gospel as recorded by St. Luke. It is the story of a man who, by all standards of measurement, would be considered a highly successful man. And yet Jesus called him a fool. If you will read that parable, you will discover that the central character in the drama is a certain rich man. This man was so rich that his farm yielded tremendous crops. In fact, the crops were so great that he didn't know what to do. And it occurred to him that he had only one alternative, and that was to build some new and bigger barns so he could store all of his crops.
This recording is briefly interrupted at this point.
Take thine ease, eat,
Uh-huh. Yes.